Chapter 33.
But now, Job, please hear my words. Listen to everything I say. Look, please, I must open my mouth. My tongue must speak. My words declare the uprightness of my heart, and my lips sincerely tell what I know. God's own spirit made me, and the Almighty's own breath brought me to life. Reply to me if you are able. Present your arguments before me. Take your position. Look, I am just like you before the true God. From the clay, I too was shaped. So no fear of me should terrify you, and no pressure from me should overwhelm you. But you said in my hearing, yes, I kept hearing these words, I am pure, without transgression. I am clean, without error. But God finds reasons to oppose me. He considers me his enemy. He puts my feet in stocks. He scrutinizes all my paths. But you are not right in saying this. So I will answer you. God is far greater than mortal man. Why do you complain against him? Is it because he did not answer all your words? For God speaks once and a second time, but no one pays attention. In a dream, a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon people while they sleep in their beds, then he uncovers their ears and impresses his instruction upon them to turn a person away from wrongdoing and to protect a man from pride. God spares his soul from the pit, his life from perishing by the sword. A person is also reproved by pain on his bed and by the constant distress of his bones, so that his very being loathes bread, and he rejects even fine food. His flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones that were hidden now protrude. His soul draws near to the pit, his life to those who bring death. If there is a messenger for him, one advocate out of 1,000, to tell to man what is upright, then God shows him favor and says, spare him from going down into the pit. I have found a ransom. Let his flesh become fresher than in youth. Let him return to the days of his youthful vigor. He will entreat God, who will accept him, and he will see his face with shouts of joy, and he will restore his righteousness to mortal man. That person will declare to men, I have sinned and distorted what is right, but I did not receive what I deserved. He has redeemed my soul from going into the pit, and my life will see the light. Indeed, God does all these things, twice, three times for a man, to bring him back from the pit, so that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Pay attention, Job. Listen to me. Keep silent, and I will continue speaking. If you have something to say, reply to me. Speak, for I want to prove you right. If you have nothing to say, you should listen to me. Keep silent, and I will teach you wisdom.